Good morning to you all. We're so glad that you're here on this Easter Sunday here at Grace Bible Church. And we seek to honor the Lord Jesus Christ today and magnify His glorious name as our resurrected Lord. On this Easter Sunday, I wanted to take our time and our call to worship to focus our hearts and minds on the passage relating to the resurrection of Jesus Christ in the book of Luke in chapter 24. Listen as I read. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words. This morning as we gather together, I trust and pray that we will remember the words. It's interesting to me that these individuals that God had sent to meet the women when they came focused their attention upon the Word of God. Remember what He said? And then quoted to them, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. He brings their attention to the Word of God. And they remembered His words. Now, it wasn't too late for them to remember. This is the glorious thought that I want to communicate with you this morning in our call to worship. It's not too late to know of Jesus Christ. While there is time, there is opportunity. While there are minutes still ticking away, there is opportunity for you to call upon the name of the Lord. On this Easter Sunday, we remember the rising of our Lord from the tomb. And we know that through that work that was accomplished, where He defeated Satan and He defeated our sin, He defeated hell for all of us, we are able to know the truth, and the truth sets us free.